North Carolina officials say a key step toward loosening the state's stay-at-home restrictions is coronavirus contact tracing. That's the process of finding and monitoring people who come into contact with an infected person. WFAE's Claire Donnelly reports on the effort in Cabarrus County, which has come with successes and challenges.
Ellie Steele normally works as a dentist for the Cabarrus Health Alliance, the name for the county's health department. But her role has shifted since the middle of last month. Now that non-essential dental work has been paused, she has a new job, contact tracing. When a county resident tests positive for the coronavirus, Steele calls that person and asks who they've spent time with recently.
Some people who live alone and have only been going to the grocery store or only running errands as necessary, they might only have 0 to 2 contacts. But we do have patients even this week that have had 10 plus close contacts.
Steele orders all of these contacts to quarantine themselves for 2 weeks. Then she and the other members of her team check back in by phone a few days later to see if they've developed any coronavirus symptoms. She estimates she makes at least 100 calls per week. Steele says it's not easy. It requires some digging. Sometimes the person who tests positive has a hard time remembering who they've been in contact with, or they say they haven't seen anyone when they've actually stopped by their mom's house or hosted a family birthday party or an Easter dinner.
A lot of, oh, well, it's just my family, it's not a big deal, or it was just my next door neighbor, we're so close to each other anyway. But then when you see the positive results coming from the same family after one of these gatherings, it really shows how dangerous the virus can be.
Steele says investigators have found as many as 10 gatherings in Cabarrus County that led to coronavirus outbreaks or to people developing symptoms. She says contact tracing is important because identifying exposed people and quarantining them can stop the virus from spreading. Still, she says not everyone follows the orders.
It can be very frustrating when we call a contact and they were placed under quarantine orders but went to work for 5 days after those quarantine orders were placed, and then they're now positive. And so it continues to spread from people not listening to the guidelines.
Steele says the Cabarrus Health Department has grown its contact tracing team from 2 people to 14 since last month, but still needs more tracers. In Mecklenburg County, 68 people are trained to do contact tracing, according to Deputy Health Director Raynard Washington. County Public Health Director Gibby Harris told WFAE earlier this month the tracers especially focus on high-risk individuals, like the elderly or people with underlying health conditions.
If an individual went to the grocery store, we're not following up with everyone that they may have contacted, you know, that they might have walked by in the grocery store. But if they were in a work environment or in some other environment where they could potentially have exposed people, that's what we focus on.
North Carolina Health and Human Services Secretary Mandy Cohen announced this week that the state plans to hire at least 250 additional contact tracers. That would bring the total number to 500 statewide. Cohen says it received more than 1,000 applications on the first day.
We're thankful to our North Carolinians who have already been who just even in the last 24 hours have already raised their hand to say they wanted to help.
She says the state is prioritizing applicants with experience and people who have lost their jobs because of the coronavirus. For WFAE News, I'm Claire Donnelly.